Okay, so you're going to put me on a fast. I mean, I got to psych myself up for this, don't I?
Well, you know, you'd be surprised. It's not nearly as difficult as most people would imagine. Most people imagine themselves being hungry for 21 days.
In fact,
what happens is, after about 48 hours, all symptoms of hunger disappear. Remember that your body is feeding. It's just feeding on your reserve tissue.
So, and I just love the premise. So you're fasting, but you're drinking water and lots of beer. And that works for me.
You're almost right. You're drinking only pure water. And what you're allowing the body to do is to put all of its energy into cleansing and healing. And the idea is, I want to be really clear about this, and this is probably going to piss off some of the alternative practitioners around here, but I don't believe that there's anything that anybody can do to us or anything that we can take that can make us heal. You'll hear people talk about various diets, the diet healed me. It never happens. The body, like every other living organism, is a self-healing organism.
You bet.
The best thing that we can do is intelligently get out of the way, which is, you may remember, is how we started the program.
Exactly.
That's what we're doing here. With fasting, we're simply giving the body the optimal conditions and opportunity to heal itself.
So you said to keep the activity level as low as possible.
That's right.
Do you have like a PlayStation 2 that I could play while I'm sitting there?
No, actually, you're going to be disappointed. There's no television. There's no music. We actually recommend that you treat this as a complete introspective retreat experience. The center, you've seen the picture there. It's a beautiful place, 18 acres on the top of a mountain. We're surrounded by thousands of acres of forest. And it's really a great opportunity to just enjoy being in nature. We have two group meditations per day that we encourage you to participate in if you're awake. We do show one movie per week.
I mean, we are in a real, you know, media-driven society.
Right.
Where we always have the TV on, the music on.
I know.
We've got something going on all the time. People must come and it just must amaze them.
Well, you know, in fact, the most difficult thing for most of our clients, and we've fasted about 1,000 people at Tanglewood, and the most difficult thing for people is almost invariably not the physical issue of being without food for any length of time. It's what happens emotionally when we stop distracting ourselves. Because I believe, Kevin, what happens is we're all carrying around tons of suppressed emotional baggage. And when we get quiet enough and still enough, this stuff comes up to the surface. And there's no way to avoid it. And it's actually an amazing opportunity for people, if they're willing to be with this stuff, to start to resolve it and have it not be unconsciously creating what happens in their life.
So it starts out being a physical experience, but it could very much be a spiritual experience.
Absolutely. In fact, it invariably is. We tell people that we're sneaking in the consciousness piece of it.